Greetings from outdoors. What is in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Apparently Shakespeare liked roses, for he mentioned them not just in Romeo and Juliet, but in more plays and sonnets than any other flower. And being the emblems of the House of York and Lancaster, red and white roses thrived in Shakespeare's historical plays. What could be more romantic than a long-stemmed red rose? Insect research, pioneered by Carl von Frisch, has revealed that honeybees cannot see the color red. But most bees can see yellow, blue, purple, and a color we do not see, ultraviolet. When a bee sees a white rose, she, no doubt, is responding to ultraviolet markings. Wild roses are lavenderish pink, and that is a color visible to insect pollinators. Bees which visit red roses are most likely responding to the yellow centers. As for scent, most plants which are pollinated by insects smell sweet to humans. Wild and many tea roses are almost overpowering with their fragrance. But for many commercially sold roses, plant breeders were attempting to achieve beautiful colors, long-lasting blooms, sturdy stems, and disease resistance. Hybridizing roses for these attributes, fragrance was sacrificed. So, hybrid roses by any other name will probably not attract pollinators or smell as sweet. I'm Kagan Herringa, Outdoors.